Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's James and Wiggy with Andy Hart. James, Wiggy, and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think teammates being teammates. Just be there and then watch it. Everybody knows about the game and obviously, pitchers know about mechanics and usage and all of that, but I think for them to be there, it means a lot. You know, it means a lot, you know, where we at as a team. And you never know, somebody might pick something up that Dana or me or CB, okay, we haven't seen.
I don't like it.
No, I don't either.
Wiggy, you brought it up. Like the yips.
Yeah.
You know, like Chuck Knobloch. Remember when he
right.
couldn't
oh,
throw
yeah.
the first base?
And who's the other left hand?
Steve Sachs.
Who's the left handed pitcher down
Rick,
and
Rick Ankiel.
For the Florida Marlins?
Oh, no.
The left hand, Dontrell Willis. Remember him?
Yeah, yeah. The D-Train.
Yeah, he was like unbelievable, got the yips and forget it.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, he couldn't even do it in like when he was playing like Babe Ruth after he played
so
in
now,
the pros.
Now, if you're Chuck Knobloch, and let's say you're out there, you can't throw to first base.
Right.
So now I'm taking ground balls before the game. And then I notice all my teammates are out on the field watching me.
Right.
Is that a good thing?
No, that's not a good thing.
That feels bad. I would hate that.
Right.
So that's why I don't really understand, you know, this, you know, Cora says they're just being good teammates and they're putting a lot of pressure on him.
Right.
That's a weird situation.
And here Cora went on to say here, quote, it means a lot where we're at it as a team, and you never know. Someone might pick up something that me, Dana, or, you know, and he hasn't seen. It was good. Sandy and Christian were there, too, so you don't see that often. I think that was good for the team to let him know, hey, we're here for you,
like,
end
see,
quote.
The whole picking
Ooh,
up something.
That's
see, the whole picking up something, I don't buy that because you're talking about, like, picking up something is usually what you see maybe a young guy doing, right?
Right, or tipping pitches.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
whole thing with E-Rod, he was tipping his pitches.
Yeah,
right.
Like that's something, okay, maybe they see a...
Right, or a young guy's like...
Is this mechanical?
Like, yeah, well, with a young guy, maybe like, oh, here's what you're doing wrong, that maybe you're being thrown off because you're doing X, Y, and Z. But when you're somebody like Chris Sale, right, who's had, you know, unbelievable success at the highest level possible,
right.
There's really nothing that somebody can go out there and tell him that he doesn't already know. It just looks like, you know, it comes off like you said, Andy, is looking like, everybody, I know I got this issue. Why, you guys are out here watching me now?
I need you watching.
Yeah, that to me, that
right. Is somebody playing that in the background holding up a boom box?
Yeah, right, exactly. It's just,
he's already in his own head.
There's no
doubt. Like this would make
stay
it
out
work.
Of his
no,
way. Just
no.
get out of his way.
Right. I don't mind, you know, Cora, Dana being out there, and especially Vasquez and Sandy Leon. I don't know about the rest of the starting rotation and bullpen to be out there.
Positional players. What the hell are you guys out there for?
Yeah, that
if the catchers need to be out there, that's one thing.
Hey, Chris, I was thinking that front foot. It looks like you're overstriding by about a quarter inch.
Yeah.
I bring that in. Like,
right.
What are we doing
because
here?
Because then you're
like,
messing
you,
them up more.
Right. Hey, Mookie, why don't you go back to your business?
Right.
Then I don't tell you how to
chase. Get that mouth shut.
Right.
I don't tell
what's
you how
your
to chase
average?
Down,
your average is down 45, 50
down fly
points.
Balls. You know?
Yeah. So then that even makes it worse. 617-779-7937. Some calls want to talk about Chris Sale and the struggles that he's encountered this year. Kevin's in New Hampshire. Hello, Kevin.
Guys, what's up?
What up?
Morning.
Mark, you know, I used to be like all these fans that, you know, really wanted to keep Chris Sale, but you absolutely convinced me this morning. Why wouldn't you? It makes too much sense to give away one of the best prospects in baseball, a guy that's going to be a top five player. It's a no-brainer, Mark. You're absolutely right. You make that deal for a two-year rental and you let him walk for nothing.
That
I mean, it's brilliant.
Sarcastic.
And what you do is, you take your entire farm system to go out and get another ace.
Who's saying give it to your entire farm system to get another ace, though? Who wants to do that?
You let him walk. I mean, you're making too much sense. So you let him walk, and then you trade away your entire farm system to get a replacement.
By the way, your ace has given up 15 earned runs in his last three starts. Does he look like an ace?
Well, he's a top. Mark, look at the war, pal.
Okay.
Look at the war.
Look at the ERA, pal. Look at the wins and losses, pal. Worst in the Major League Baseball. Chief. Look at the Red Sox. A record in Chris Sale starts. What is it, like 6-13? How's that working out for you?
Mark, every one of these stats, if you break the, they are not playing to the sum of their parts. They are a better team, a far better team than people are going to give them credit for. And I predicted they're going to turn it on in the second half.
But we're in the second half, Kevin. It hasn't happened.
So what you're saying is you would let Chris Sale walk after giving away one of the top prospects in baseball.
I didn't say I'd let him walk. I would just say I wanted to see how this season played out to see. Because if he was pitching like this, I wouldn't have given him $145 million.
Yeah, but when was the last time he pitched like this?
Right.
Other than him running out of gas during the season,
he always struggles in August and September.
But he runs out of gas, not flat out struggles.
That's the biggest thing. And what if you flip it where you don't say you want to give him that money, right? Now, what if to say he came out and he pitched
22-2?
Yeah, he's pitched unbelievable, which we've seen him do in the past. And it's like, here's the reason why this guy's an ace. Right. Now that price tag just went up a whole hell of a lot more.
Dan and Cranston, you're up next. What's up, Dan?
Mark, I'm on your side on this one, buddy. A couple things real quick. I'd make the trade again. I'm not saying I would get – I definitely would still make the trade.
But yeah, sure.
The track record here is just not – he didn't pitch the whole second half of last year. Barely. Nothing.
I know.
And then he was nothing more than like a 3 or 4 starter in the playoffs. That's not ace material. There's no reason based on that to give him the money until he could prove it this year. You said a bag of bones. I mean, he makes Pedro Martinez look like Pablo Sandoval. Seriously, and Pedro broke down when he was, 34?
He did.
You don't commit this kind of money to this type of pitcher when they're about to be 30 unless they can prove it.
Right, and here's the thing,
zero reason.
He's a guy, too, Dan, that when Sale, and he hasn't completely lost the velocity off his fastball yet being the operative word, but you wonder when guys do that, then the flamethrowers have to become a pitcher like a Greg Maddux and a guy that finds location and accuracy. I hate that. And you look at how he still has his velocity to a certain extent. Is it as great as it was when he was with Chicago White Sox? No, but it's still there. But his confidence is gone. It's shot. Now you have to learn once the velocity goes, because you know his fastball is going to be gone pretty soon. Once that's gone, now he has to become a pitcher, and you're on the hook for $150 million for the next 5 years.
Yeah, but you also said that you believe he can climb up out of this.
I do. I do believe.
Right.
I just don't know when.
For what, a year? I mean, John Lester is built like a brick, you know what.
Yeah.
He's a big ass, that's what Clemens lasted so long for. Guys like Sale who throw a cross body.
Randy Johnson.
Tim Lincecum.
Randy Johnson lasted forever.
Randy Johnson, I'll give you that. Yeah, but other than that, this guy's a lefty who's lanky.
Right.
I mean, yeah, but
it's never happened.
But look at Tim Lincecum and Madison Bumgarner. Look what happened to those guys. They broke down quickly.
Right, guys break down. Pitchers break
down.
Right,
right.
That's why I liked the shorter-term deal, not having to do some crazy contract. Now, the money's big. I'm not going to lie to you.
But that's what you're paying in that market.
It's an ace.
Right. It's no.
Right now, he's not an ace.
It's no different if you transition sports, right? You want Al Horford to come back. That's what the market value was.
Are they
going to
regret that? Yes.
I think this year they'll regret it. I don't think long term the Celtics.
No. Right. I mean, Philly's going to regret it.
Oh, Philly will.
On the back end of that deal, that's a boatload of money for an old guy.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Mike in a car, you're up next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I'm amazed at what I'm hearing because there is not anybody on your station or anybody that's called in the last half hour that had any clue that Chris Sale was going to be this.
Yeah, we brought that up.
Yeah.
Mark,
both the guys.
Well, I'm trying to explain to you, apparently you weren't listening.
Right.
We talked about this. No one at the time, you apparently weren't listening. We talked about the fact that no one at the time questioned the contract. Now, Mark says he didn't love it.
Right.
I don't know if he voiced that on the air anywhere or not.
I just couldn't take
it. But I didn't hear anybody criticizing this deal when it was signed. You locked up an ace.
I'm not criticizing the contract. I'm criticizing you guys for criticizing the fact that Sales had four or five bad starts. If you look at the beginning of the season, he had three or four wins in his pocket that the bullpen blew.
Hey, by the way, Mike,
he was striking out double digits every game. Last four games, I agree with you.
Wait,
but nobody could foresee that.
That's what he said.
Hey, Mike, it's not three or four bad starts. This whole season has been Chris Sale's worst in his career.
Well, it hasn't been the whole season.
I know, but I'm saying, we have a sample size now, and we only have, what do we got? We got August, September, so we got 2.5 months left, Mike. We got 3.5 months down, 2.5 months to go. We're over halfway there, and he sucks.
Guys, I can't argue that, but isn't that Monday morning quarterbacking? In April, did we think this was going to happen?
This is Sports Talk Radio. It's what we do. We're a bunch of Monday morning quarterbacks. Tuesday and Wednesday,
right,
too.
Mike, but I would say here, because I got his stats right in front of me. In his first six starts at the beginning of the year, he basically, his best outing was his last start, his sixth start, where he went seven innings. He pitched seven innings, but he still gave up, two earned runs in that.
Yep.
So that was a pretty good outing.
You said still gave up two runs in seven innings?
I was looking at the other thing.
Didn't he get shelled in the opening day?
Yeah,
yes. Opening day he got shelled.
And, Mike, you said he was striking everybody out. He had four. Mike, you said he was striking everybody out to start the year. He had four strikeouts, one strikeout, three strikeouts.
Starting the year, he went through a stretch where he had double-digit strikeouts for four, five, six games.
Yeah, you're right.
Good inning from Chris Sale.
You're thinking about May. Yeah, you're thinking about May, where he did.
Well, whatever. But nobody could figure this one out, is what I'm saying to you guys. I understand he's been a disappointment. Compare him to David Price. David Price came to the Red Sox with absolutely no history in the postseason, and he sucked. All of a sudden, he plays pretty good last year, and now everybody's giving him a pass.
Correct.
Yeah, he won you title.
And that's why we're saying, and that's Mike, that's why we're saying it in the head, because May and June, Chris Sale he looked good. When you look at all his stats, you're like, all right, you know, he looked good. He struggled at the beginning of the year. May and June, he looks good. And now you're kind of looking, and you're looking at how he's looking in July, like, eh.
Yeah.
But, and that's why when you see how he's performed and then you hear him talk, that's why you start to say, okay, something's going on in this guy's head upstairs.
For some reason, I suck here.
And we don't know what it is. Can he turn this around? I mean, has he been in this situation before?
As frustrated as I've ever been playing baseball.
And no, it's because it's not like you heard him say right there. It's frustrating as he's ever been playing baseball. So
it's weird. The last caller was just like, oh, is it a few bad starts? No. He started the season. He got rocked. He only lasted three innings against Seattle. He gave him seven earned.
His first start, three innings pitched.
He got rocked.
Seven earned. The second start, six inning pitched. He won earned. So, I mean, the second start wasn't too bad.
All right. We will get to what we talked about before, the crystal ball that ESPN has on the future for all 32 NFL teams for the next 3 years, Wiggy. Not just this season. The next 3 years.
Right. Didn't Julian Edelman just sign a two-year extension?
So he did.
Right here so for the next 3 years.
We'll get to that. But Ken Laird has another epic trending.
Right? Home of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick every Patriots Monday. Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Have you been waiting for huge savings on your next truck? Well, the wait is over. Stop in at 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Get the truck you want at the discount you've been waiting for. Two things to shamelessly plug here. Mike Florio coming up at 9:15 for the latest on Gronk, and Jermaine Wiggins on the Skate podcast yesterday, going unfiltered into why the Bruins could and maybe should trade Patrice Bergeron.
Right.
It is like people are going at Wiggy. Oh man, did he get
Wiggy
Bruins
got
fans
the wrong
up.
Guy? It should be David Krejci.
No. Listen,
Krejci
and Andy and I were talking about this. Everybody is tradable. Except Tom Brady. He is the only one.
Anyway, check it out. And
we're
over 600 followers now on the Skate Pod on Twitter. Thanks to Wiggy.
Skate Pod.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not just some good insight if the Bruins were to trade Patrice Bergeron.
What could they get for him?
What they potentially could get for him. why they potentially would do it.
And, by the way, it's just so Wiggy, I don't think that's so absurd or preposterous. I think you're actually...
Well, not, hey, around here, when you're talking about two players,
yeah.
Patrice Bergeron...
And Chara. Oh, boy.
Sacred cows.
The Dalians are coming for you.
Oh, boy. Well, Chara, come on. I mean, he's practically... But Bergeron...
Chara's your top pairing defenseman.
No, I know. But, well, according to some people. But the guy I would trade is Krejci.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, huge contract... Ken Laird, you know this.
The contract's not bad by hockey terms for what he gave you last year, but you're trading high. He had a good season.
I agree with you. And we talked about potentially trading Krejci on the skate pod, so that is...
Wiggy's trading everybody these days.
Trade them all. Like
everybody but Brady.
Everybody but Brady.
Speaking of Brady, a week from today, he will be, I think, at training camp, unless he's holding out. Andy Hart, you want to break it in here?
I do not believe he's holding out. No, I think he'll be here.
Sunday rookies report. Today, we have the first NFL team that has all hands on deck. The Denver Broncos are 15 days out from the Hall of Fame game, so they and the Falcons are getting ready. Cardinals, Ravens, and Seahawks rookies. We are 50 days until Bears and Packers, the Thursday night opener. So it is getting here. Sox, we've been talking about them, lost 10-4 last night. Blew it open in the ninth, the Jays did. But really, Andrew Kashner struggled in his debut. 6 runs, 5 earned. Game 3 of the 4-game set tonight, 7-10. 6-10 the pregame on the Shaw. Snar Market, WEI, Red Sox Radio Network. And the Celtics introducing Kemba today over at Auerbach Center. More of James.
Maybe Mutt will be there to welcome back to New England.
Of course he will, yeah.
His fellow UConn alum.
Be grabbing, holding on for dear life. Grabbing Take me what? With you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
It's not going to be pretty. They're not going to be taking a bunch of shots, deep shots down the field like Patty Mahomes and Kansas City or playing like the Rams. No, they're going to slow down the pace. They're going to make sure you don't get to Tom Brady. They're going to keep him fresh, try to get him to the playoffs.
Well, and last year you did see Brady in year 19. He had the lowest touchdown rate he's had in a decade. He had the highest interception rate he'd had in nearly a decade. He had his lowest passer rating in 5 years. You saw Brady, while excellent compared to the average NFL quarterback, below his regular standard.
There's a reason why I don't ever watch that show, and that last voice is what you just heard, reason why I don't watch that show.
Nick
what is
Wright.
That? Nick Wright, yes. Yeah. First things first, I guess, or something like that with Chris Carter.
Yes. I think we had him on the Mutt and Callahan show one time before Ken Laird.
Yeah, we did.
In the past, and I completely undressed him on his Brady stuff.
And what did he say? Did he threaten you, DM, like he did Patrick Gilroy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just on air, he was just, you know, I forget what it was, but it was just like, you know, like, dude, like, we were talking about Brady's performance and, you know, it was kind of going to that. He had his down year, he had his worst year, but he's still a top 10 quarterback, even probably a top 7 quarterback.
So let me ask you this, and maybe you want this. So Brady won the MVP, Andy, 2 years ago in 2017, right?
Yes.
Correct. He threw for 500 yards in the Super Bowl, 3 touchdowns and no interceptions against the Eagles. Probably almost, if it wasn't for Nick Foles, he could have been the MVP in a loss. That's how great he was, right?
Sure. Yes.
So do you want... I guess in a perfect world, you want 2007, 2010, and 2017 Tom Brady, which are 3 MVP seasons, with the wins of 2014, 2016, 2018. But I think at the end of the day, you want the Duck Boat Parade, right? So if Brady wasn't as great as he was a year ago, did they not win? Did they win in Atlanta against the Rams? Yes, they did. So, yes, was he as great as he was the year before? No, he wasn't. But he actually did something he didn't do the year before. He finished and he won the Super Bowl.
Duck boats!
The issue is his age. If he's, you know, 31 and has a little bit of a down year, he just had a little bit of a down year.
Right.
No one makes any, nobody extrapolates and says, uh-oh, right?
Right.
But because he's about to be 42 and people are looking for the fading, the erosion of the skills, the getting old, the cliff, whatever you want to call it, any sign of lower stats, not quite as good a performance, people assume, okay, here's the first sign of it. You know, there's the low pressure indicator on his cars. Oh, it's not a flat tire yet.
There might not be something going on. There, Max Kellerman?
No.
Not the cliff.
Yeah, there's no cliff. Okay. We know there's no cliff.
We're never going to
There
cliff.
Is no cliff.
Okay, good.
But is he not as good, and is he trending in the wrong direction?
Tom Brady has a wet noodle for an arm right now.
Jesus, unbelievable. Jesus. That guy makes seven figures a year.
We kind of debunked a lot of this not too long ago when Chris Sims came out with his ridiculous top 40 quarterbacks and had Brady number 9. And then one of the reasons why was because he wasn't able to attempt or complete 40 passes a game. It was something stupid like that. Like, and then somebody disputed that and came out and showed when Brady throws for more than 40 times a game, his numbers are very high in this, that, and the other.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, you base it off of, see, and I think the problem that a lot of these people get into is like you said, Andy, they base it off of his age with him being 41, and then they base everything off of, like, what this season was to what other seasons were in the past.
You know me, I watch a ton of football and do.
And when you look at Tom Brady, yes, did he have a little bit of a down year this year? He did, but still, his down year is probably better than, you know, when you 95% of the league.
Exactly.
But they look at, oh, he's 41. He didn't do the same thing he did when he was 40. So now he's on a cliff.
Right.
Because it's so much uncertainty.
What's uncertain?
The quarterback, the coach, the general manager?
Patriots! What do you mean the quarterback? We know that the quarterback is
42 years old.
Yeah, but we also know that the quarterback that said he wanted to play till 45, so there's no uncertainty.
I want to win the lottery. I want to run a marathon in under 3 hours. There's a lot of things I want to do that aren't going to happen. They're not realistic.
But, Andy, uncertainty means, like, we don't know if that's going to happen.
I don't know that Tom Brady will be the quarterback in 3 years. I don't know that Belichick will be the coach in 3 years. And I don't know that Nick Caserio will be the GM past his contract running out next spring.
Yeah, but from what we do know, right? From what we do know that's factual, we know this.
They're old, and they're coming to the end of the line.
Brady said he's going to play to 45, so we know in the next
Well, he said he would like to.
Kyrie Irving said he was re-signing.
Guys say things all the time.
But we all know Brady around here. If I was to say to you, Brady's going to play for the – if I was to say to you, you need to lay down a bet, okay? Brady plays for the next 3 years. Over.
You know, when I suck, I'll retire.
Well, 3 years, we're talking. This year, next year, will be 44. I believe so. When you're talking about what Tom Brady and what we've seen from him, right? And what we know is him from a player.
And what we know about every other guy that's ever thrown the football on the planet Earth.
Yeah, but we know.
There's never been a time where a 44-year-old quarterback was the second best quarterback in the National Football League.
There's never been a time of that, but we've never seen a quarterback do what Tom Brady has done.
Fact.
Right? So, but we do know that Tom Brady has said he wants to play for the next 3 years.
Well, that's what he said, Wiggy. Sure. Doesn't mean it's what he's going to do.
Unless he has a catastrophic injury, right, is he going to still be playing in the next 3 years?
But he doesn't just have to play. He has to be the second best quarterback position in football, according to this list.
I understand that. And when
do you think that's likely? More likely than not. Let's use the Deflategate.
See, Wiggy, I will tell Wiggy.
Yes, I think it's more likely than
not. You think it's more likely than not that he's a top 2 quarterback in 3 years?
Yes.
Oh, Wiggy, you got to put your pom-poms down. Is he a top 2 quarterback now would be a question.
Is he a top 2 quarterback now?
Don't repeat the question, Ordway.
Wait a second.
Do not repeat the question.
Are we basing it clearly off stats?
We're basing it on whatever you want to base it on.
I would say yes. Right now.
Super Bowl rings last 2 years.
No. We're basing it off stats. We're basing it off his ability to make the clutch throws. We're basing it off his ability to put that last drive together. We're basing off his ability.
Wiggy, you think in 3 years that he'll be a top 3 quarterback?
Yes.
Two years. 2 years. Wiggy, you got to put the pom-poms down, bro.
But there's no pom. I'm basing it off of what I see. Where is the decline, the drastic decline?
Well, you have to
admit. Did he have more touchdowns or interceptions in the postseason?
The one thing that you have to admit.
You didn't answer.
The one thing you have to admit is that, to a certain extent, that yes, Brady had his, like what Nick Wright said, he did give facts. Statistically, Brady had a bad year last year, statistically, regular season-wise.
For him.
Not bad in general.
He was unbelievable against the Chargers and unreal against the Chiefs in the postseason. And he was so against the Rams.
But when you needed him to be on point.
Right. He chucked it up to Gronk and said, go get it, big boy.
No. Right. Don't forget about the pass that he made to...
Edelman?
No. Who ran the little wheel route out of the backfield?
Michelle.
When he was getting hit? No, I forget. It was on that drive.
James White.
Might have been James White. But there were throws throughout that that Rams Super Bowl that we saw Tom Brady make. Here's what I'm saying. You looked at his year last year, yes, was a little bit of a down year. Did he throw more interceptions than we've seen him throw in a while? Yeah, we
throws
did that.
Throws behind Burkett, misses Gronk.
But we also seen him make some unbelievable throws.
Yes,
throw he made, we can go down and listen. Throw he made a Cordell Patterson. The throw to Gronk.
To Gronk in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl, the seam route. When you look at Tom Brady, there's, I believe, based on his skill set, there's no doubt in my mind that next year he could be the MVP. He could have an MVP type year. Would you agree or disagree?
I would disagree, and that's not even a shot at him. Now, to be an MVP, you could have talent around you. To look at what they have as a passing game.
Yeah, but 2 years ago.
I'm talking about his performance.
But Andy, 2 years ago, Edelman was out and he won the MVP.
Right. They had Gronkowski.
Right.
Right.
You had the greatest tight end, but maybe the most unique pass catcher in the history of the game.
But when you
who does he have now? He has Edelman, who's aging.
Yes,
that's another thing. So I don't only have to have Brady.
We don't know what N'Keal Harry is. We know he's got James White.
We know he's a first-round rookie Patriots receiver. A lot of questions.
We know he's got James White. We know Rex Burkhead's got to factor into this something. You know that, yes, the talent isn't – when you look at what we've seen, obviously, without Gronkowski, does he have that talent like he's had in the past before? No, but we've also seen Tom Brady – now in a position where
he's made chicken salad out of chicken crap.
Where he might he might not force as many throws this year. So maybe his interceptions. You're basing it off of his age.
No, I know, but Wiggy,
I'm basing it off.
Is that
of,
not a factor?
No. I'm basing it off of his performance. And what I see with Tom Brady on the football field, you're clearly basing it off of his age. You're saying, all right, he's going to be – hold on. No, you're saying – no, it isn't. You're saying he's 42, he's going to be 43, and then he's going to be 44. There's no way in the world that he can perform at that level because of his age.
No, I didn't say no way, but is it likely he's the second-best quarterback in football?
And I said yes.
Okay, so we'll disagree on that.
Do you believe Bill Belichick will still be coaching in 3 years?
I don't know.
I don't either.
That's a long time. I don't believe in coaching on my 7 days.
He's not going to coach anyone.
Has he said anything about? But has he said anything about retiring? Has he said anything about retiring?
No, but do you think he's ever going to say anything about retiring?
No.
He's not taking the Mike Holmgren victory tour where he gets a Harley at every road game.
But listen, he will say,
peace out.
All right, guys. This is great. We're going to pick up right where we left off on this.
Yes.
When we come back.
I can't wait to hear who you have ahead of them.
We will get to that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
But you know what? It's 60 degrees. I mean, for us, when you're used to it, it was 8 degrees last week. When you're used to this, this is hot.
Oh yeah, this is beautiful. This is the perfect day for a parade. That's why I said I know without a shadow of a doubt every night I drop to my knees and I pray before I go to sleep that God is a Pats fan.
Wow, it's true.
Well, he must
that
be.
That was Jerry Thornton, obviously.
No, listen, I just call it like I see it. I'm the most objective Patriots person there is.
Stop.
I am.
Stop.
Because I back my
Tommy Hines with facts. Hart has actually showed me, like, since coming over to the Patriots, like, not only is he, like, more objective, but he's quite critical
of the Patriots.
So I'm critical too because I want to see them win.
Wiggy,
I want my thing is that I
Wiggy,
see
you
them
should
win.
Be the team ambassador.
No. I see.
You, yes.
When you're
you and so can when bat you're head, no, no. Bat heads back and forth.
I am.
When you're a true fan, you want to see the team win. So okay. You are critical.
So you asked before the break. You said, give us the team. Does the next 3 years? Okay. Yes. I'm not saying this year. I'm
but
not. Saying,
it takes into account this year, the next year, and the following.
I'm taking
year.
The cumulative effect of 2019, 2020, mm-hmm. and 2021.
Right.
I'm just going to give you my number one. Let me just state this for the record. I believe when this season is over,
yep.
and maybe it'll culminate mm-hmm. down in my former stomping grounds in Miami for Tom Brady's 7th Super Bowl title.
Okay.
I just believe in my heart of hearts,
mm-hmm.
Tom Brady's going to retire.
Would you
No, after
stop
this season,
it.
I believe he's going to
stop
retire.
It. Where's the rim shot?
So Wiggy, I know, it's like telling him worse than his dog died.
No, but you're saying
everyone gets old, everyone retires.
Right, but Wiggy, you're saying it with you're just throwing it out there with no insight at all.
No, Wiggy, I believe that in his heart of heart, I think he gets 20 years in the league.
Right.
Even if he doesn't win
from
it
the
this
guy
year.
Who says he doesn't plan on retiring for the next 4 years.
Okay,
I'd like to play till my mid-40s.
Okay, right. Fair
but
enough.
But Mark James says he knows something
I'm not saying I know something. I'm saying I just believe that after he'll be like, you know what, 20 years, I've done it. I've won 6, maybe 7 after the season's
over.
So
why didn't he retire this year?
Because he wants to come back another year. So no, he wanted
that's
to come back another year.
That's a tremendous answer.
What's
the difference in next year?
It can't last forever.
He won't want to come back another year.
Now he sounds like Max Kellerman. Of course, one day he is going to retire.
Here's the organization.
I want you to tell me why you believe he's going to retire.
I believe he's
going to retire.
I believe he's going to retire because I think there's a part of him
mm-hmm.
when he's talked about his family, even though a lot of people have said it's BS and this, that, and the other. I believe he wants to see his kids grow up. He wants to be there for them at all times. I believe he wants to spend with his partner in life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about Alex Guerrero. I'm talking about Giselle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I believe I think the TB12 thing is something that will be a legacy that will go on and live on even better than his 6 and maybe 7 Super Bowl rings.
He gets to see his kids every day.
Wiggy, I'm not arguing. I just believe he's going to retire this year. Can we get to the, can I finally get? So that's the reason
you're
why I'm saying.
It off at your one of your reasons on why you're having him a number two is because you believe he's going to retire.
And that's the reason why. That's a major reason why. So
okay.
But even if he does.
Let's get past this.
But so here are the teams that I rank over the next 3 years. And I'm really counting 2020 and 2021. Chiefs.
Okay. KC. Yep.
Eagles. Browns. Just,
why are you laughing?
I know you're laughing.
Oh, wait a second. The Browns.
They're the youngest talent in the league. They have a backfield of Chubb and Kareem Hunt and Duke Johnson still there.
Right.
And Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, and OBJ. Ever heard of them?
Oh, yeah.
Miles Garrett.
And they have one football to go around between arguably probably the two biggest divas in all of the wide receiver core next to
Who played with each other at LSU. Right.
Yeah, but that's different, though.
And their receivers coach is the same guy.
Yeah, that's different, though. That's different. You don't think that.
I didn't say this year. I said for the next 3 years.
You don't think that once Baker Mayfield doesn't get one of them the football, because like you said, they got talent in the backfield. They also have a pretty good tight end.
So your argument against them is they're too talented?
Go Browns.
Is that your argument against them being a good team in 3 years? They're too talented.
My argument is
because the Patriots don't have that problem. You know who Brady's throwing to? Edelman.
No,
why?
Right.
Because that's all he has.
My argument is not that they're too talented.
They have plenty of football in New England.
Brady to Edelman. They have a lot of talent. They have a lot of talent, and I take nothing away from that. But I want to see, can this talent, okay, so Cleveland.
Here's my also belief.
Wait, you skipped over, did you write down Chiefs?
Yeah, I see.
Because you have the reigning MVP Browns. With a respected coach.
Right? Chiefs, I agree with you. No, Chiefs, I think.
And Wiggy with the young talent and stuff, I believe ultimately.
The Chiefs.
Cleveland, they will. If it doesn't go well this year,
right.
Freddie Kitchens is out.
Yep.
Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma is in, who's his coach at Oklahoma.
Okay.
So that's the guy.
So,
and a lot of NFL teams want Lincoln Riley. You do know that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
49ers. Three years.
But Belichick was willing to part with Brady for Garoppolo, and you're laughing at me. This year, next year, all count.
It's the culmination.
Okay. So Garoppolo, who hasn't played a full season yet,
who has a winning record as a starting quarterback,
in a game and a half,
6-2.
Plus, in 3 years, he could be the Patriots quarterback again.
He could.
That's why this whole thing is so stupid.
Right. So that's.
But it's a game and a half.
Garoppolo. Nobody's 6-2 is. starting quarterback.
No. But he hasn't played a full season.
No, I know.
Right, you keep saying 6-2. He hasn't played a full season.
Right.
We
right.
saw him for a game and a half.
But right, I'm actually talking about this for 3 years, right?
Okay. Okay. I know that.
Which is why this exercise is an exercise in futility to begin with.
But this year and next year.
Okay, the Rams.
Okay.
The
no laughter. I like when he picks and chooses.
Yeah, I know. The Seahawks.
I mean, the Rams.
The Seahawks. Okay. Russell Wilson.
All right,
he just signed a long-term contract.
Yeah, they got no talent around him.
Golden Tate ripping him yesterday. Basically said Stafford's a better quarterback.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Best quarterback he's played with isn't Russell Wilson.
Well, that's because Golden Tate is on.
But I also think Russell Wilson is a good quarterback, but I think he's overrated.
I'm going to go with this, and you're going to because this guy is not going to retire for a while.
Uh-huh.
The Saints and Drew Brees.
Okay.
Michael Thomas.
Wait a second.
See, I just jumped ship. No, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be consistent.
Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas.
I understand. Right. Quarterback's most important position of all in sports. Right. So I looked at the top five.
Okay, and I want to hear yours.
No. First, I want to criticize theirs because I have a problem with two of the Patriots because of the age of the quarterback and the coach and all that. Then I look at three, and they have the Saints.
Yes.
Same problem with Drew Brees. Maybe even more likely to finish before Brady, to be done before Brady, even though he's younger. I have some doubts about him being a shorter guy and the way he throws. I don't think the arm strength's there, all that. And then I go to five, and they have Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah,
I sure as hell don't want to put all my eggs in Ben Roethlisberger's basket in the next 3 years. So I have a major problem with just the overall way they weighted aging late 30s quarterbacks here in this list.
And Cleveland Browns, they got them ranked at 31st. So in three years.
I don't care about that. I'm talking about in 3 years. They're wrong. They have the Patriots at number two, so that doesn't really. So how about the Houston Texans?
How about the Houston Texans
with Deshaun Watson?
Maybe we're going the other way.
Hey, Deshaun Watson. New DeAndre Hopkins. I got Houston in there, too, the next 3 years.
No.
What about the Colts?
Fair enough. I love the Colts. Chris Ballard, one of the best GMs in the NFL.
Luck is back.
Yep.
Ballard.
Yep.
Frank Reich. They drafted, what was the linebacker rookie? Leonard.
I
mean, they're putting together talent there. You don't think?
Didn't he lead the NFL in tackles?
Yes. Listen, what is the most important thing in the NFL that we talk about in order to win championships and be successful?
Quarterback.
And what else?
Quarterback.
And what else?
Quarterback.
And what else?
Coaching.
Exactly.
Right. And both of those are leaving New England, and you think they're going to be fine.
And
Josh McDaniels, Monty Austin, Jarrett Stidham, you think they're going to be the best team in football in 3 years?
No. I'm saying this. There's been nothing. There's been no indication
Tom Brady. Can we play 60 minutes? Because that's what the Patriots are on.
Tom Brady or Bill Belichick that believes me to believe that they won't be here in the next 3 years.
Except their age.
You keep going at their age. So
it's a factor.
No, for Belichick, it's not a factor, right? Because he can coach till he's 72. Sure.
If you have a grandmother who's like 99 in the nursing home and you visit her every year, nothing tells you she's about to die other than her age, right?
Yeah, but we're not talking
coming.
We're not. Belichick, don't you think Belichick would still be a good coach in 3 years?
Yes. If he's still here, yeah.
Okay, so I don't think he's going anywhere.
So you just think this is just a never-ending continuum.
No. I said
never going to end, right?
We're talking about the next 3 years. If this thing would have said here, future rankings projecting the next five seasons.
Oh, five's the difference.
Now it's a different conversation.
Different thing. It's like 8 minute abs, not 7 minute abs.
Yeah, right. do you think I'm as like? He laughed at me thinking that
you're
Brady might retire after the season. Do you think that's that?
I think at any point they could both walk out the door.
Thank you. This is a guy who spent 20 years with the Patriots.
What's that mean? What's that?
I was there longer than you were.
But I'm saying, what does that mean, though?
Nothing,
what does that mean?
Quite actually,
saying,
nothing.
You asked him the question. Could they retire in the next 3 years? And his response was, anything could happen.
Yeah.
Right?
No. Anything could happen to them.
Right.
I don't think Frank Reich is retiring from the Colts tomorrow. Why? Because he's in his second season. He's a young up-and-coming coach. There's nothing. Could it happen? What's his name? The Denver coach when he started having ulcers and everything.
Maybe
Kubiak. Kubiak.
Okay.
Yeah. Retire. Like stuff happens.
So maybe he doesn't retire.
Stoops just walks out of Oklahoma.
I know that. Maybe he doesn't retire, but there's a chance he gets fired in the next 3 years.
Sure.
Okay.
There is no chance Bill Belichick gets fired in the next 3 years.
Right.
I'm with you on that.
So when you look at your list, right? Kansas City, you got up there. there's a chance in the next 3 years Andy Reid gets fired.
Correct.
No, there is.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right. Or he retires. But that's how, he could retire too. He's been around forever.
Right. So I'm basing off of what I see and from what I hear.
Here's the one.
And from what I heard,
but this is inherently a projection. But it's inherently a projection. You can't just say they're here now. So what I see now is what I'm going to see in 3 years.
Yeah, that's what. But that's what I'm basing off of.
Well, that's why yours is so flawed and ours is.
No. Your mine's is not flawed. I'm basing off of what they've said. Right. What they said and what I know from all indications.
You know that Brady's 42, correct?
Right.
I know that. Bill is 67, right, and from, said he's not going to coach into his 70s.
Right. From all
so how come when he said that, that doesn't matter?
But into
he
his 70s.
He is on the record saying
into
that.
His 70s, right? So we know he's going to coach 67, 68, 69. Guess what? That 3 years. Into his 70s. From all I know that within the next 3 years, because that's what we're talking about, that there's a very, very, very
high.
A lot of
three
very,
wow.
Three very, very four, very five, very
five.
Six.
All right, LeBron James over here.
There's a chance that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick will still be here and will still be with the Patriots organization.
So you think it's more likely than not they'll both be here in 3 years?
I would put more money on the fact that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady will still be with this organization in the next 3 years than your list, than the 49ers with Kyle Shanahan, right? He's the coach of Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo, with the Rams, Jared Goff and Sean McVay.
I don't know about that one.
The Seattle Seahawks, well, I mean, I think that maybe Goff might not be the quarterback in the next 3 years. You don't
Jared Goff. That's possible.
Right. So I'm saying the Seattle Seahawks.
Agree with Russell, you. Pete's the oldest coach in football.
Right. I still think the Saints, Sean Payton and Drew Brees will be there. The Colts and the Houston Texans within the next 3 years.
Yeah, well, Brian will probably be gone.
There's no guarantee.
Yeah.
So out of all those teams that you had on your list, I would say maybe the Saints are the only team that I would bank on that the coach and quarterback will be the same guys that they are right now in the next 3 years.
So you like the old quarterbacks. You don't think old quarterbacks are coming to the end.
I just feel like Drew Brees is never he's never uttered the words of like, I'm going to retire in the next couple of years. And Sean Payton has never said,
But how many people say that? I'm going to retire in the next couple of years. You don't do that, especially not in football.
But you do say
Ben Roethlisberger did it, right? He, a couple years ago, he talked about how he was kind of coming
to the end. I was in Minnesota with Brett Favre was in Green Bay, and every year he was going to retire. Right.
He's an outlier. That's been mocked universally for years.
But we're sitting here talking about Rob Gronkowski. Who might be coming back.
On that note, we will have Mike Florio coming up next because we will talk to Mike Florio about Rob Gronkowski. And he ranks Rob Gronkowski as a 40% chance he will unretire and play for the Patriots this year. We'll get to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!